This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Governor Polis wants more families to sign up for universal preschool, but providers say some big problems need fixing. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
UPK gives 15 to 30 hours of free preschool to four-year-olds, but school districts complained at a town hall this week that hundreds of students matched to them aren't enrolled and school has started. They point to problems in the state's online system. Polis has downplayed district concerns and says more than 36,000 children are signed up.
I look at it more from the parents' perspective, and 80% got their first choice, which is more than I would have thought.
Meantime, an August poll of private providers shows many are under-enrolled, have lost money, and are still confused about payment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Among those who converged on D.C. this weekend for the 60-year anniversary of the March on Washington is Diane Briscoe. She's a retired Denver judge. Her mom, Ruth Cousins Denny, was there in 1963.
Walking in my mother's shoes, I don't feel that I've done the kind of work that she's done. You know, I, of course, came along at a different time, but I still work on injustice and social justice issues. And so in that way, my life is very much like hers.
Briscoe's mother started the Congress of Racial Equality in Denver. The group fought against job and housing discrimination. And the Denver Broncos ended the preseason on a high note last night, beating the LA Rams 41-0. This is CPR News.